right. Good morning.
Very good. All right. This morning, you already talked a little bit about the story I want to tell. And I had to think as the service has unfolded, when Jerry talked to me about sharing 2-3 weeks ago, right after he asked me, it was like, that evening, the story came. I mean, the person I was going to talk about, and everything, it just amazes me how everything, what they shared, everything's tying together with what I was going to share. So God is truly an awesome God. How many of you like the story of Daniel? You like the story of Daniel? Well, we're not going to tell that story this morning. but we are going to talk about Joseph. Joseph and the coat of many colors. We already talked about a little bit about that, didn't you? Y'all had that in your Sunday school. So I bet y'all know the story pretty good, don't you? But we're gonna start. Y'all know there was. Thank you. How many brothers did Joseph have? Do you remember how many brothers Joseph had? How many? He had 11. One of them was younger than him, and he had 10 older. Okay? And Joseph was going to find his brothers out in the field, wasn't he? Remember, he went, they had to go find his brothers. And then his brothers, what did his brothers do? Once he got there, what did they do to him? They threw him in a pit. That's right. And then what happened? They sold him. That's right. They sold him. And after that, what happened? What did the brothers do? Like he was killed by a wild animal. That's exactly right. And then where did Joseph end up?
In Egypt.
That's right. Good job. You guys made this way too easy for me. Is this too loud? Okay, I'm just hearing an echo up here. That's all. Who bought him in Egypt? Ricky? It was Pharaoh. Pharaoh bought him in Egypt. And then we're going to continue this story. But y'all listen to the rest of the story, because I'm going to share more about what happened in Joseph's life later. And we're going to talk about consequences and the choices that we make in life and how they affect us, good or bad, depending on the type of choices we make. So, y'all be sure to listen, because we're going to talk more about Joseph here, and we're going to talk to the rest of the people. So y'all can go back to your parents now. Well, with that, greetings to the rest of you in Jesus' name. This morning, my text is going to be Genesis 39. And Jerry said to focus this. It's going to be children's church, and we're going to focus on the young people. And then I said, well, we'll go from the real young to the next young people, and that's the youth and the adolescent people. And the title of my message would be choices. And then subtitle will be Young People Choose to Stand. Because we live right now in a day and age where nobody wants to stand for anything. Everything's wishy-washy. Everybody has their own, you know, what they want. You don't want to be on one side or the other because you don't want to cause conflict. And it's just with the morals in this country has been thrown down the tube. And now more than ever, we need to stand behind our young people and help them stand. But it comes down to making the choice. And so I've got 3 points we're going to talk about. Number one is choosing. We have to choose to and make proper choices. And number two is the consequences of those choices, and then there's results. And so we're going to talk about them in that order. Number one is choosing. And I'm not going to necessarily exactly read all of Genesis 39. If you want to read it in detail, you can, because I don't have a lot of time. But the story of Joseph, and I think we all know it well, and he was sold sold to Potiphar, and he went and had, God was with him, and he was able to basically be in charge of Potiphar's house, and then he had all of Pharaoh's household was in his control, and then Pharaoh's wife basically tempted him. And I'm going to just start in at verse 10. It came to pass, as she spake with Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or be with her, because she kept asking him to come and commit sin. And so he chose not to. Because then we go down, and it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and it's fled forth, that she called unto the men of the house and spake unto them, saying, See, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. And he came unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass that when he had heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left with me his garment, and fled, and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, The Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, and he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard these words, the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, After this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And basically after that, Joseph was thrown into prison. And right at this point, it don't look like the consequences for standing were that good for Joseph. But if you continue on to the end of that story, Joseph was vindicated of that act and was made ruler or second in command, basically, in Egypt. And so, in the long run, the consequences for standing and maintaining what Joseph knew was right paid off. And that's what we have to look at. And when I think of choosing, I think of Joshua 24, 15. I'll read that verse quick. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We have the ability to choose and make choices. God has given us the ability, and as young people, your parents make a lot of choices for you. And then when you get a little older, you start getting to make some of your own choices. And the older you get, the more choices you get to make. And then, and that's where you need wisdom, because it's very easy to make a wrong choice. And I think if you would talk to, if you young people would talk to anybody of the older group, they would be very quick to tell you that they've made some bad choices in their life. Everybody has things they wish you could go back and change. Because every choice we have, every choice we make has a consequence. Adam and Eve, they made a choice, with that came the consequences of sin that the rest of us had to deal with. Cain, he made a choice of killing his brother, and he was marked man for the rest of his life. So, and I had to think the prodigal son. He made choices, bad choices, and in the end came back to had to come back to his father and say, "I've sinned. I've done a horrible thing," and was restored. And so when we look at the consequences of our choices, we have to realize in advance we have the ability to make a good choice or a bad choice. And we can be influenced by our peers. That's why it's important that we find good people to hang around. Good people to, Christian people to hang around, because they will influence our choices. And like I said at the beginning, we live in a day and age when making the good moral choice is not popular. It's not popular. But we have to look at the results. We have to begin with the end in mind. If we look at where you want to end up, we're not always going to be popular. It's not going to be the popular choice to stand. But I have to think of Daniel. He purposed in his heart to do what was right. He made that choice, and that's what, as young people, and even all of us, we have to purpose in our hearts that we're going to stand. Because if we don't make that choice, we're not going to stand. And then we'll have to live with that consequence. And that's part of life. It's the principle of sowing and reaping. And I had to think of Jerry's message last week. The principle of sowing and reaping applies to everything we do. I mean, it's you can make bad choices and recover, but if you continually make bad choices, eventually the laws of sowing and reaping are going to work against you, and you're going to have more bad seeds sprouting up in your life than you can deal with, and that's the consequences. And the results, we have to look at Joseph. Look at the results long term. He ended up ruler. It wasn't popular. He went through some trying times, and that's part of the process. We're not always going to have a bed of roses. Not everything in our life is going to be easy. But when you look at the eternal consequences of our choices, that makes everything worth it. When we look at what we get in the end, eternal life, you know, temptation free, that's what we have to look forward to. It's not what we have here on this earth. Everybody likes to be conflict free. Everybody would like, you know, no resistance here on this earth, but that's not the way God planned it. But He did plan it to be that way forever in heaven, and that's what I have. That's what we have to look forward to, and that's what I'm extremely happy that we have that to look forward to. That we don't have to deal with all the conflicts and things that we have here on this earth. That's just part of life. One of the things I've written down here is we are not responsible for everything that life throws at us. We're not responsible for everything that life throws at us, but we are responsible on how we respond. Life's going to throw some lemons at us, and it's up to us whether we choose to make lemonade or be sour the rest of our lives. It's up to us on how we respond to those situations, because it's part of life. And God allows things in our lives to make us stronger. Because if you go look at Joseph's life, those times in prison, those times of challenge in his life, he didn't just go mope in prison. He made the best of that situation. And he was given command. I mean, he was given the commander, highest in charge of the prison. So he didn't just buckle and wither and be all sorry for himself. No, he continued to be the best he could be wherever he was, where God put him. And that's the choice we have to make. When things come into our life that are unpleasant, uneasy, we have to choose to rise to the occasion, be the best that we can be, and God will help us through those times. And that's, you know, we just have to continue to press on. And basically the last thing I have is just choose to fight the good fight and keep the faith. Because we're going to have challenges. There's going to be things along the way that there are going to be road bumps. And we can choose to get bitter or get better. It's up to us. The choice is ours. That's all I have. You want me to pray? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Just want to thank you again for another opportunity that we have to learn more from your word. Thank you, God, for the ability that you've given to us to choose, and that we can choose life, and that we can choose to be a part of your kingdom. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you for all your many blessings, your love, and your mercy to us. Just pray, God, that you be with us as we go from here, and we'll give you the praise. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.